It's all a highly, highly long. She won't, she won't, she won't. She will come on my heart, she will come on my heart, she will come on my heart, she will want. She will come on my heart, she will come on my heart, she will come on my heart, she will want. She will come on my heart, she will come on my heart, she will come on my heart, she will want. Hey, Wiley, darling, Lily, Lily, long. Hey, Wiley, darling, Lily, Lily, long. Hey, Walla, darling, Lily, Walla, Lily, long. Hey, Wiley, darling, Lily, Lily, long. Hey, Walla, darling, Lily, Walla, Lily, long. Hey, Wiley, darling, Lily.
Welcome to the Native Broadcasting Network.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Trilby.
And you're listening to the Pow Wow Trail.
Season 2.
With the Native Guys. Hoo-cha! Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Pow Wow Trail. This is Russ. Hey, that was some cool break-in music there that we had, some intro music. What's up, Trilby? It's good to see you again.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's good to be back.
Where the heck have you been anyways? I forgot we had a couple episodes in there where it was just me talking. You know what? People don't want to hear me just talk.
Yeah, man, I was traveling a little bit, about a month and a half, 2 months. I took off, and I mainly stayed up north towards Wisconsin, Michigan, up in that area.
Oh, but, yeah? Did you get bit up by the mosquito? I hear they got a lot of mosquitoes that are like mammoth mosquitoes up there. Did you get tore up?
They have a few of those, but, man, I'm telling you, when I put on that the off repellent, man, that's just like barbecue sauce for them, man. That's just seasoning for them.
Oh, that's seasoning. They come in. Man, what powwows did you get to go to? I bet you got some pretty good recordings, too, during that time up on that powwow trail that you was on, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I got, it was harder to, like, record some of the stuff because when I went up that way, you know, people like, hey, can you do help us with drum contests? And then when you help judge a drum contest, you're judging every song.
Yeah,
you know, and as a judge, I don't want to be standing there with my ballot recording the drum group as I'm judging them. So, you know,
this guy's biased.
Yeah.
Hey, but, we're on season 2, Trilby. What's up with that?
Yeah, man, I can't believe we got through season 1.
Barely, somehow. Somehow you disappeared, though, during season 1 on the powwow trail.
It yeah, happens. I got lost on the powwow trail.
Hey, I've been lost on a powwow. Well, that's actually a 49 story. We'll talk about that at another time.
Yeah, but we're back for season 2, episode 1 here. Should I go back to that powwow?
Hey, that's an interesting topic that we got into and why we wanted to bring that. What is up with that? Should I go back to that powwow? What kind of question is that? Of course I want to go back to that powwow.
Well, you know, everybody has different reasons to go back to a powwow or not to go back to a powwow. And I thought, you know, we'd share a couple stories about powwows that I would never go back to and haven't been back to, but also powwows that I go to every year. Like clockwork. So.
Oh yeah, I know some of a few powwows. I haven't been powwow lately because you know me, I'm a crazy student who's got to go through that time and almost done here. But I tell you, there's a few powwows that I would certainly go back to, And that's up on your reservation there, Trilby. Oh, boy, I really enjoy my time up there. I got to drive golf carts this year. That's the first time I went to a powwow, and I didn't even see the powwow. I was just driving carts all day. That's a powwow I want to go back to and drive golf carts. That was the funnest. Let me tell you why.
Why?
It was just the smiles of everybody who got a ride on that cart to see and appreciate a nice ride to the powwow grounds. Yeah. They were really appreciative of that. Holy moly.
You know what? That's actually another update for, remember the top 10 list we had for snagging?
Oh, yeah.
That's another one right there, man, driving a golf cart at a powwow.
Driving a golf cart. That was my first time. I'm surprised they even let me drive a golf cart. I am pretty rugged with that thing.
Did you tell them about your suspended license?
I did not tell them, but they didn't care. Hey, God dang.
Yeah, well, last year at the powwow, I did, like, Friday night, I didn't see the powwow one bit. I was stuck at a gate towards the front for about 4 hours, and then around 5 o'clock I went to the back gate and they forgot about me, I think, and I was stuck there until about 9 o'clock that night.
Holy
watching the
moly,
back gate.
Golly.
So I didn't see anything last year on Friday night. And, but this Holy year though moly. I every once in a while I'd be like, oh no, someone needs me at the arena, and I'd go watch the powwow for a little bit. So
that was key. Well, hey, I was driving around at that powwow and those golf carts that you guys have for that. Oh man, I tell you, if you've never been to the Prairie Band Pottawatomie Casino up there in outside of Mayetta on the res. How many miles up is that from the casino there?
The casino itself is it's like 14 miles north on 75, and it's like a half a mile off 75.
Yeah, so if you've never been to that, I would recommend it. It's a real, I mean, the people, you're the Pottawatomie people are some of the most enjoyable people to work with, to be around, to just see the how their faces that they had when, hey, they said, hey, this off guy is driving us around. That's pretty keen. Or this off guy. Dang. God. I mean, this off tribe, you know, that's what I meant to say. God, I might be off guy. You never know.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. You're the off native guy.
God, the off native guy. Yeah,
so, Russ, what'd you do, man? What'd you just a lot of schooling with this time off or what?
Oh, you know me. I'm always doing my school. Every time I'm talking to you, I'm always doing some kind of researching. But during that time, I also had a little time to look at different powwows that we've been to, I've been throughout, and just hanging out, really. Not doing a whole lot.
Yeah. I know. Well, as well, too, you know, we've been going to a lot of the Haskell games now, too.
Oh,
and,
heck yeah.
You know, it's surprising. You know, I bought me a camera, and people are like, hey, I like the way you take some pictures. Can you take pictures for us? So I've actually done some photography stuff for a fair people around in Kansas.
Hey,
here, so
you're actually getting to do other stuff besides come onto the Native Broadcast Network and talk about powwows you want to go to.
Yeah, and
hey,
then also you can see a lot of my pictures and stuff that, you know, with the articles that you write, you use a lot of my pictures in there, and you know, at someguytalking.com. So
yeah, go and check out those articles. Hey, they're sports blog. For some reason, we're writing sports blogs, but it's pretty fun. We're not only have to do Haskell. We are doing other things. So hey, I would encourage you. Are any of you listening to our podcast today? If you have music, certainly email us. At Trilby, you have an email now, too.
Yes, it's trilby@someguytalking.com.
And one more time?
Trilby, T-R-I-L-B-Y, @someguytalking.com.
And you can send your music files to Trilby, or you can send picture files or anything.
Video
or
files.
Make sure they're of the well, I don't know. Trilby might like it if they're kind of the mature kind, but make sure they're not. They're of the kind, everybody, the family available.
Yeah, family oriented.
There you go. Those kind of
things. None of the parental advisory stickers on that stuff. So,
and we'd love to, you know, share your music or your pictures with us at someguytalking.com. Be an opportunity for those if you want to come join in with what we're doing. But hey, we're going to talk about this. Should I go back to that powwow, or which powwow should I not go back to? Trilby, which ones are the ones that your favorite that you would definitely recommend, or let other ones, or would say, hey, that would be one you might want to check out?
Well, so far every year, well, I haven't gone to this powwow in a while, because since I moved to the Midwest, I haven't gotten able to get back out there, but was the AV powwow out in Laughlin, Nevada.
Huh.
When I was out that way, when it first started, you know, there was only maybe two or three drums and about somewhere between 50 and 100 dancers. You know, it was a really small powwow when it first started out. And we used to go to that one. And then as it grew bigger and bigger, they used to have it right in the parking lot of the AV casino.
Yeah.
And then they moved it to the south side of the casino. And then they built a little powwow ground a couple years later on the north side, kind of up on a little hill. But now I heard it's on across the river in Arizona. They have a little arbor, not arbor, but like a Morton building type thing where they have it in. So, you know, I haven't got to go back to that one. But, you know, that was one powwow I enjoyed going back to every year.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Hey, there's some I would love to go back to. I know for one for sure that was going on this past summer happens in August. Crow Fair. Holy moly. You ever been to that one?
Oh, now, see, that's the one that's on my never to go back to list.
Oh, what's going on with that? Holy moly. Well, I probably would be on that list because I almost stayed there for too long. Hey.
Yeah, and yeah, so, you know, we'll go into a little bit more of this. You know, we're getting ready to take care of a music break here, so...
Yeah, we're going to play a little bit. Hey, that was a pretty good mix-up. You've got a whole bunch of music that... Yeah, what kind of music are we going to get here? It looks like the first song was a Midnight Express thing.
Yeah, this first song was Midnight Express at Prairie Band Powwow.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's a couple of years. Boy, I've seen them a few times at that powwow.
Yep, and then we got some Southern Cree from back in 99.
No, we don't.
No, there's no Southern Cree on there?
Well, not the... That one that you have that's in the order because it was making too much feedback, so we had to take it out.
Oh, man.
But there's another Southern Cree. It's the last one. My fault. My bad.
All right. All right. And then we got some Black Lodge in there, and I can't remember what else. But, you know, there was a bunch of good music in there. You can get your crow hop on during this set.
Yeah, you can get your crow hop during this set. We're going to take a little commercial break with the music, and then we're going to come right back at you right after this music set. Wee-cha. Enjoy. Yeah!
Ah!
pretty good songs there, weren't it?
Weecha, didn't you see me singing along there?
Oh, I thought one of your cat was getting stepped on.
Oh, that was happening too at the same time. And yes, I was singing along, but yeah, you know, my northern singing ain't that great, so. That's
you know what? I've northern sang my whole life, and my northern ain't that great.
Well, I southern sang for quite a while too, and you know what? I'm not really good at that either. So I'm just good at watching powwows. Hey,
there you go. So you know what? Let's get into this now, man. Let's talk. You know, we talked a little bit earlier. You know, just a couple of powwows that you'd like to go back to. And one that you said you'd like to go back to was Crow Fair.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it up there because I sung up there with some friends way back in the 96, 95. Oh, that's a little bit of time. A group called Redstone out of Washington. And we had a really great time in Montana. I'd never been to Montana my whole life. I'd never been to Crow Fair ever before. And, boy, it was just a great time. And I enjoyed myself. Got to see different things. The Indian capital or the teepee capital of the world. That was the reason why I really enjoyed it. It just made me feel like, man, it's an old time. But, you know, the Kiowas and Crows, they have a pretty good relationship, too, from dating back to a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you know, they have the TV capital of the world. And, too, you know, that was one thing that we talked about in earlier episodes, too. We were talking powwows a long time ago. You know, everybody was camping. There was teepees. I used to go to Paiumsha Powwow in Oregon, too. And that's how that was, man. It was just teepee by teepee by teepee, you know. And, you know, you see the younger kids today, you know, when they go to the powwows, you know, they never see the teepees up no more and stuff like that. And so, you know, that's how the term teepee creeping got started back a long time ago. Because every powwow, man, there was at least, you know, 30, 40 teepees set up. So,
Weecha, that's good ways right there.
But, you know, mine, my powwow, the powwow that I'd never go back to is Crow Fair. For me, I had a bad experience there.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're talking, you know, what'd you say, 96?
Yeah, that's
you said time. Long time ago. Well, I'm talking Crow Fair in the 80s.
Okay.
The first time I went up there and the only time I went up there. So we went up there and it's probably mid-80s, around 84, 85. And the whole powwow then was done in Crow. They had no English-speaking MC. And the powwow itself didn't have any money.
Huh.
So at the end of the powwow, they got on the mic like, okay, we don't have no money to pay nobody out. Like, oh. You know, that sucks. And the only reason we were there is, you know, because we used to place a lot in the drum contests. And there was a big group of us that we all kind of traveled, not together, but we always went to the same powwows and we see each other all week and stuff. And so one drum group talked us into going there, talked about four or five of us drums that were placing really well that summer into going into Crow Fair. He's like, oh, man, they got this, they got this. So he ended up talking us into going to Crow Fair. And, he ended up going to Kamloops and getting first place. We were all talking about going to Kamloops. And so he talks us into going to Crow Fair. And then he goes to Kamloops and gets first place in drum contest. But Crow Fair didn't have any money. And then they talked to us and said, you know what? Well, we're going to explain what happened. And, you know, maybe we'll do some payouts tomorrow if we can get a hold of some people. So like, oh, okay. So can you guys come over tomorrow? We're going to have a barbecue Monday morning or Monday afternoon. So we said, yeah. You know, that's fine. You know, we're all pissed off and everything because, it's, you know, this is how we make our living. You know, when you're on the powwow trail and you're a powwow person, you know, powwows is how you make your living. So the next day, Monday, comes around and we show up and then they're like, oh, we don't have a barbecue pit. Can you guys dig us the barbecue pit?
Weecha.
So we go over there and me and my brothers and a couple of my uncles, you know, we go in there, we start digging their barbecue pit for them, you know, 3 feet deep. I don't know, maybe like 5 feet wide. It was a big barbecue pit.
It was a good pit then.
Yeah. So we spent, you know, an hour or two digging their barbecue pit for them. And when we get done, they said, okay, there's some bologna sandwiches over there for you guys. This barbecue is for crows only.
We chuck crows only. Oh.
So we're like, well, you know, that even got us more pissed off. And then they go, okay, yeah, we can't pay no one out. We don't have the money. Okay, he goes, and like, well, you guys treat visitors pretty crappy here. And then the chair, I think it was the chairperson of the committee or a member of the committee itself says, well, didn't you read the flyer? It says Crow Fair Powwow. This is a Crow Powwow. Oh, man, you know, I'm sure it's a whole different committee now. You know, I've always heard good things about Crow Fair from other people, but that one experience ruined it. We've never gone back to Crow Fair since then.
I think you should go back. It's a good powwow. I mean, there's a bad. That just sounds like you had a bad experience. People are all kind of ways. That just tells me about something. You know, I pay attention to what's going on in the world and the Facebook world. That sounds like there's a powwow that happened like that that I probably wouldn't go to myself because of how I was reading it. But you know, that it just seems like a bad experience and things happen.
It was a bad experience, and once you know, and their committees, their tribal members that told us this is Crow Fair powwow. It's for crows. Once you know that was it. You know, it was like we've never gone back. To go there, you know, and I'm sure I know it's a whole different committee by now. It's a whole different aspect, but you know, that one bad experience has made me never want to go back to Crow Fair
Powwow. Well, yeah, I've never gone back. I haven't gone back to Crow Fair Powwow because, like I say, I was experienced the other side of Crow Fair.
Yeah.
Two leggings. You can just roll my eyes on that one.
We used to hit Fort Hall and then go to Crow Fair.
Oh, yeah, that was fun too. Fort Hall was a great powwow. I didn't like it at the time because I don't know if it's different today, but it was pretty dusty and man, there was no shade or nothing around that powwow. It was real hot. Kind of like one of these powwows here in Kansas. There's no shade.
Yeah, it's out in a big old field, and you got trees along the line, but that's, you know, 300-400 yards away from the arena itself. And at least they got, like, a little half arbor, though, going. Last time I went, they had, like, a little half arbor going, so.
I know a good powwow. Have you ever been to a powwow up in Washington State up there, those powwows? Like, Daybreak Star, Seafair Days, they have Puyallup powwow, that's how you say it. I'm trying to say it all kind of ways. Then they have... Oh, the several other powwows. They used to have one called Iowa Seal. Happened in Seattle. It was a big one in the 90s, too. I don't know if they still have that one, but...
What is it?
Iowa Seal. It happened somewhere in downtown Seattle.
Yeah, we've been to quite a few Washington powwows. We used to go to Seattle for powwows. I've never been to... what's that? It's in the southeast corner down there.
Yakima?
No, I've been to Yakima. We used to go to Yakima.
White Swan.
We used to go to that one all the time, too. My sister was actually a princess there back in the...
That's pretty cool.
Late 80s, she was actually Miss Tanawit.
Huh.
So...
That's pretty cool. So, we're talking about powwows we return to, and there's, you know, there's a lot of powwows I haven't been to in my life, and I would probably love to go to. There's some powwows I won't go to, and... I'm just going to tell you, if it offends you, that I'm going to say this. I will not return to a hobbyist powwow, period.
I was just going to say the same thing. I went to a powwow in Indiana this last summer.
Wow.
It was right out. It was maybe like 80 miles outside of Indianapolis. And we did a show at the, Idle York Museum. We did a show there. And so we're leaving Sunday. We're like, hey, there's a powwow. You know, it's like 80 miles down the road. It's kind of in the direction that we're headed, too. Yeah. So, like, all right, let's go check it out. And, oh, my God, it was the hokiest thing I've ever seen with my own two eyes. And you know what? I've powwowed in many years in California, and I say this Indiana powwow has the hokiest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know. I've been to a powwow somewhere in Boondock, Alabama. It was in the middle of Alabama, and boy, howdy, that was the most unique powwow I've ever been to. I'd never... ever seen the regalia before that like those people had out there. A lot of turkey feathers I know they had, and a lot of those painted plumes that they make or whatever.
Yeah, and then, you know, at the Indiana powwow too, it was one weird thing. They're like, oh, they had something going on. They said it was an honor to see. Anyway, this drum group was singing. They only had one drum group there that was sounded like, you know, hobbyist drum group.
We are hobbyists.
And one dancer came in and started fanning. So, you know, I was like, oh, he's fanning the drum. Okay. And then he leaves, and another dancer comes in and fans the drum like a grass dancer. He leaves, and then a fancy shawl dancer comes in, and she starts fanning the drum with her shawl, and then she leaves. They all just took turns coming in fanning the drum.
Oh, my word.
And the MC was all, oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing something special here. They're getting their feather on.
What the hey there, feather on. That's a new one for me. Yeah, I want to go to that powwow now. You made me. I will go to that powwow just because I want to see that happen.
Yeah, so I got to witness the Indiana powwow, them dancers and singers getting their feather on. So.
Holy moly. That reminds me. Go to Indiana. Check out this powwow that Trilby's talking about so we can get confirmation. That powwow I was telling you about in Alabama, it's those guys were listening to every word that those guys were telling them and everything. And boy, howdy, those when sneak up time, it was a sneak up. It was pretty good drum group, I guess. I don't know how they got them there. But they were a pretty good northern group who come out from around the eastern parts of the United States. And boy, howdy, they got this sneak up. And next thing you know, you just see all these white guys in their traditional dances and they start crawling on the ground.
Holy.
That was they start sneaking around. I was like, boy, they're taking that literally, aren't they? They started sneaking around, but I've never been back to that powwow for one. It's I just can't take the humid air out there. It's just, I can take the Kansas humidity, but Alabama and Florida humidity, that's another powwow that it's not that I won't return there. It's just I want to go there at a time of the year when it's not so hot.
Yeah. I went to a powwow in Arkansas and the powwow wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad experience. But what scared me there is the people that live in the area. it was after the powwow, and we're like, well, let's go get something to eat, you know, because, like, we're getting hungry. And their stands, they had, like, one food stand there that closed, like, halfway through it because they sold out of everything. So we take off, and we start driving, and what scared me is I've never been this scared of people in my life. You ever see the cartoon with them two hillbillies from like Looney Tunes with the corn cob pipes and the straw hats,
yes.
The overalls,
yes, I remember
the bare
that.
Feet with the crooked teeth and
yeah,
that's
I do
exactly
remember that.
What these people look like when I was driving around looking for something to eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that just it was just creepy to me. And I'm like, you know what? I got back in the car. I was like, the stand will open tomorrow.
Yeah, that was the one thing. That's, you know, being in the South, that's the crazy thing. We didn't go out that night in Alabama. We tried to stay real close to the camp because during the day, yeah, you see all kind of people. But during the night, it gets a little bit weirder.
Yeah. And, I still hear all them stories about them doing their have them stilleries out there in the woods and stuff. And, you know, I don't want to happen to stumble upon one and get shot.
No, I wouldn't
want
to get shot. There's another one I was up to. It was about a year ago up in Minnesota, up in Pipestone. There's nothing against that powwow. It's a great powwow, I thought. They had us up there. But, you know, it takes organization to run a powwow, you know. And if you're not very organized, it kind of really throws the powwow off. And you're just kind of, you know, sitting and winging it like we were that weekend. Boy, howdy, I wung it. I was winging it the best I could, but that was a powwow that up in Pipestone. Like I say, it was a good powwow, good, a lot of people there. It's just, there's some weird things that I've never seen before at a powwow with what they do up there at different tribes. And
We went up there 1 year too, and, I went up to help, you know, do some gourd dancing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was another experience. That's when it was kind of crazy too, because that's when my buddies like, hey, can you help me come sing? I was like, yeah, I'll come up there. So he knew the opening song, I knew the closing song, and I was like, you know what? You seen the opening, I'll sing the closing, and we'll call it good.
We'll call it good. That's the way to do it. So you know what? We got all kind of things going on, and we just want to let people know we're just having a little bit of fun here. We're talking about some different things, powwows we would go back to. We didn't really talk about how many powwows we would go to. It's kind of the ones we wouldn't go to.
Yeah, and, you know, just a, you know, right here's a good time, just a friendly reminder that these are our opinions. These are our own personal experience. You know, it ain't nothing, I can't say personal because it is personal, but, you know, it's
it's personal on my level.
You know, these are our opinions, you know, just these are our, my, like, what I'm talking about is my bad experiences that have caused me not to want to go back to these powwows, you know, and I'm sure now they're fine and stuff, but, just personal experiences, you know.
And, you know, people probably, you know, you don't have always good experiences at a powwow. Some people do, some people don't. Depending on what your purpose is at that powwow, that's always the key thing. And again, with the opinions that we give, you know, people have purposes at a powwow. You're either there to contest, you're there to sing, you're there to look on, or you're there to whatever. And you know, the experiences is what you make of it. And sometimes these experiences, well, they just ain't so hot.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's another powwow, too. Just like it was, it might have been in July. We went to a powwow in Flagstaff, just below Flagstaff, actually, yeah. Down by Camp Verde. And we've never gone back to the powwow. For one thing, it was too hot. It was like 117 wow. degrees. And they had their powwow on the blacktop. So just because it was 117 on blacktop, I mean, it felt, it was probably around 121, 122 in there. But Saturday afternoon, it's 117 degrees. They called out Men's Golden Age and gave them three songs.
Let's go make them work.
Yeah, you know, they called out Women's Golden Age. They did, I think, one song. They called out Men's Golden Age, gave them three songs.
Ooh.
You know, and you know, that's just 117 degrees, and you're having your elders come out dancing three songs. Yeah, that's, you know, that's not right.
Yeah, that's not right at all. Hey, you know what, powwows, I would recommend people, if they are ever in the Midwestern area and can, around the month of May, they should come out to Haskell. It's not a contest powwow if you're a contester person, but they do sponsor those kind of things. But I would recommend, that's one I would definitely go to. I've been going to that one for, I don't know, as long as I've lived in this town, a little over 30 years. So.
You know, they actually just had their welcome back powwow.
Dang, that was a good one. I was dancing at that one.
And, you know, that was the first time I danced in the stadium since 97, 98. No, 97, I think, was the last time I remember them having it.
I think that's when Yellowhammer was host drum. I remember that.
Yeah, see, because I didn't move to Kansas yet. I was still living in Nevada, yeah. Out in Reno. But we came back for the Haskell powwow, and it was at the stadium.
Yeah.
And that was a that was a long trip out here from Reno, Nevada at the time. So we came back for the Haskell powwow, and then after we moved here, you know, they never had it out in the football field again.
Huh. Well, yeah, they usually have it down there, but well, they had to have it in the football field this year because of that, or
The art market.
But that's one of the, that's another reason to come. You know, that's one of the powwows I definitely go back to every year. It's always been when my brother, he first started dancing out there at, well, probably in Oklahoma, but when I first seen him start grass dancing in the 80s, that's when, you know, that's when a lot of people started around here, started, hey, I'm going to start grass dancing, because it was kind of starting to come into what, I guess, the contemporary things were starting to spring up back in the 80s, and that's when you would see these other tribes start bringing in their grass dancing, and those become popular back then. And boy, yeah. Honey, I just remember that. I remember him vividly dancing at Haskell Powwow, and his bottom part of his grass dance, he didn't tie it tight enough. Boy, honey, he's getting down, and next thing you know, he's walking off with the bottom bare legged. Dang, that guy's rugged.
Yeah, you know, a couple of powwows I would like to go back to that I haven't gone to in a while is Delta Park.
Where's that at?
Out in Oregon.
Oh yeah,
that was always a good powwow. You know, we met a lot of friends and had a lot of family out there. And then Warm Springs.
Oh yeah, I'd love to go up that.
They had the Paiumsha powwow, and then in the winter, I think it was in February, they had a Subnacio. They'd have their powwow in the longhouse up there.
Oh.
So those are a couple of powwows that I would really like to go back to that I haven't gone to in many a fortnights.
Yeah. God dang.
And then also in Oregon, too, they had the Chiloquin and the Klamath Falls powwow. Huh. Those are, you know, they were smaller powwows, but, you know, they were always really fun to go to. We had a lot of friends out there. The powwows were back there. They were laid back. You know, you'd get two or three songs for your contest, but it was a lot of intertribals.
Oh, yeah.
Not as many specials as powwows have nowadays.
There's quite a few. Well, I know there's powwows in Oklahoma I'd return to. There's like Comanche Fair. I've been there, and that was a good one, except I had too little of a good time. And they do different things at the midnight hour, and, well, yeah, we'll just leave that for another time, too.
Yeah,
Shelby,
yeah.
We're about to need to take another little break here, and we're going to have a little more music, and then we're going to go on and finish out our show. But, hey, again, if you want to send us your music or send us videos, or you want to have it on the air, or you want to be on the air with us, say, send us your emails. You can send it to Trilby.
At Trilby, Trilby, at someguytalking.com.
Or Native Guy. At someguytalking.com, or then you can just email us or just tell us how we're doing. That would be some great things. So we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to end out the show. Hey, 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 hey.
Welcome back to the Powwow Trail, Season 2, Episode 1. Should I go back to that powwow?
I think you shouldn't go back to that powwow because, man, well, I just said that. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, this episode has kind of been open-ended. You know, we might come back to this some other time or if anybody else wants to talk about some powwows. But no disgruntled tribal members, please.
Yes, no, we're not trying to be dogging on anything. These are, you know, all everybody has bad experiences at powwows, good or bad. It happens, you know, whether you return or not, that's a choice you make. But no disgruntled, no bad mouthing them. Everybody's, you know, you go to a powwow with a good spirit, right?
Yep.
And that's how you should be. If you don't want to return, yeah, that's kind of like when I go to a buffet and they give me no buffet. You get to the buffet and there's no food on the buffet. Hey, I don't want to return to that place.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about when you went to the buffet and after about an hour they told you to leave.
Well, they do that too once in a while. I am a fat guy.
Yeah, but you know, this power, but you know, like we're saying, Crow Fair personal experience is one I've never gone back to and I don't see myself going back to anytime soon. But one power I do go back to every year has been a Durant powwow down in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Choctaws.
Yeah. So, you know, that's been a good powwow. It used to start off as a one-day powwow, but, you know, it's grown so much that I think it's been to 2 days now. And, you know, I don't place, but you know what? That's not why I go. It's because I have a lot of friends down there, and it's just a good time. There's a lot of good music down there, too. So.
Oh, yeah. That's the same way, you know, there's powwows I won't go to because, well, I just don't want to go to them. I don't like to pay the money. I'm a cheap guy. I like traditional powwows. There's a lot of powwows in Oklahoma I will definitely go back to. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, or even gathering in Denver March. You know, I would love to go back to them powwows. Denver March, they're both just too expensive for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't afford them. And too crowded. That's another one. You know, I have a big bustle that I wear. You know, we walk around that gathering, you know, you can easily break a feather out there.
I mean, it's enjoyable seeing all those dancers and everything like that. And yeah, I understand the economic value of why they have to charge people and why they do it. But, you know, it's just, hey, if there's a powwow that I can go and see the exact same thing where I can just go in and enjoy it, then that's the one I'm going to go to.
Yeah, we need to start planning our own powwow.
I don't think they'll let me have a powwow. I would just be too rugged.
Yeah, we should. I think we could have a powwow, you know? You can be, I'll be MC, or you can be the MC, we'll be arena director, we'll be the host drum group ourselves. And
I'll be the head drum judges and everything.
You'll be the head drum judge, I'll be the head dance judge.
Yeah, and I'll only invite certain groups, and they won't even win.
Or we could just go a $10,000 drum contest, and you can win it.
Hey, there we go. That's the best powwow ever. And then we'll have dance contests, and you'll win them all.
Yeah, that'll work. Men's. You know, we'll advertise it as $6,000 first place, and as long as I win first place in every one of them, head dance judge, we're good.
We're good to go. Hey, that's the best powwow ever. I know all kind of people would want to be there and gripe and complain about it, but hey. That's our powwow. That's how we're going to do it.
Then we would definitely be on the list to never go back to powwow. Well, you know what? It's about that time where the show is counting down.
It is counting down. I can't even talk. Hey, you need to quit giving me that bottle before this show. What in the hey?
Once again, you know, any rebroadcast of this, you can catch at someguytalking.com. There's a blog talk radio player down at the bottom. And make sure to go to someguytalking.com, too, to read our articles on I got a powwow blog on there. Russell does the
sports.
And then we have
Native topic or native perspective is basically what we call it.
Yeah. So, you know, the website is basically everything native.
Yeah, basically.
And then we'll also talk about.
It's topics from the native perspective.
There you go.
Because we know there's other medias, they do it from their perspective. Well, we're going to do it from the Native American perspective because, hey, we can. Hey.
Yep, exactly. And if you don't like it,
well,
don't read it.
Send us an email.
Tell us what we did wrong.
Tell us, and we'll fix it.
So, all right, so we're out of here,
so
Russ.
We are out of here,
man. It was a good first episode, season two.
Good season two, and keep coming back. And remember, hit the podcast and share it with your friends. Peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Native Broadcast Network. This is your broadcasting day.